Do you have a great idea but don't know what to do next? Our next guest is Tina Seelig. She's author of Insight Out, Get Ideas Out of Your Head and Into the World. And by the way, the first word of that is Insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, out, Inside Out, Get Ideas Out of Your Head and Into the World. We're going to talk to Tina about how you can follow your dreams, make an idea a success, and succeed in innovation. What is innovation to you, and how is it different than creativity or entrepreneurship?
Really good question. In fact, that is the foundation of the book and all the work I've been putting in for the last couple of years. I realized after teaching courses actually called things like creativity and innovation for the last dozen years that I was not carefully considering the difference between these. And so what I did is I put a stake in the ground to really consider what is the difference between imagination, creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship. So here are the definitions. Imagination is envisioning things that don't exist. Creativity is applying that to come up with a unique idea, to come up with a solution to a problem. Innovation is applying your creativity to come up with a solution that no one has ever seen before. And then entrepreneurship is applying that to bring the ideas to the world. So the idea is that creativity is coming up with something that's new to you, but innovation is new to the world.
There's so many books about innovation, and I read them all, and it can be quite painful. Why did you write another book? What did you think was missing about the work on innovation that's out in the world already?
Yeah, I have to tell you, as someone immersed in this world, I ask myself that same question. And the answer is very simple. It's that we have been using these terms in a very sloppy way. And as a result, people basically say, hey, listen, I don't think you can teach this stuff. I don't think you can really teach creativity or innovation or entrepreneurship. And I realized the difference between this field and other fields like math or science or music even is that those fields have a very crisp vocabulary and a set of relationships, and that we needed the same thing in the world of innovation and entrepreneurship. And so that's why I wrote a book, and basically then was able, once we have these definitions of the terms, we can then parse them and look at what actually has to happen at each step along the way. What are the attitudes and what are the actions that have to take place to go from being imaginative to creative to innovative to entrepreneurial?
And so when I introduced you, I didn't say as much about what you do. You're a professor of practice at Stanford, and you work with students at Stanford to help them understand what creativity and innovation and entrepreneurship are. That is a very tough job. I mean, I do the same thing here at Wharton, and I find it can be difficult to take a student who's used to, you know, problem sets and theories and solving math problems and give them something that's more open and teach them using a more active learning approach to do innovation. I think that a lot of managers, the people listening to this show, are thinking the same thing about when they get students from more traditional programs and they see the creativity, they see the intellectual capability of these people, but we often train the innovativeness out of them. What advice would you give to a manager in a company trying to bring a new person up to speed on how to innovate?
Really, really good question. I have found, and I'm sure you found it too, that students and actually people of all ages are hungry for the opportunity to be creative. People want that. It is something that comes so naturally to us, and yet the environments we're in are often extraordinarily stifling by not giving us that opportunity. And so giving open-ended problems without one right answer really opens up the possibility for people to come up with their own unique solutions. I do that in my classes all the time. In fact, I rarely give the same assignment twice. First of all, it manages to stretch my imagination as I'm coming up with assignments, but I actually don't even want to be have any preconceived ideas about what the students are going to do. And so I like to be as surprised as they are with the type of solutions they come up with. And the same is true when you're in industry. Giving the people you work with challenges that really stretch them is something that people actually crave.